This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Superstition of Divorce by G.K. Chesterton. Chapter 1, with introductory note. The earliest part of this book appeared in the form of 5 articles which came out in The New Witness at the crisis of the recent controversy in the press on the subject of divorce. Crude and sketchy as they confessedly were, they had a certain rude plan of their own, which I find very difficult to recast even in order to expand. I have therefore decided to reprint the original articles as they stood, save for a few introductory words, and then, at the risk of repetition, to add a few further chapters, explaining more fully any conceptions that may seem to have been too crudely assumed or dismissed. I have set forth the original matter as it appeared under a general heading, without dividing it into chapters. G. K. Chesterton. Chapter 1. The Superstition of Divorce. It is futile to talk of reform without reference to form. To take a case from my own tastes and fancy, there is nothing I feel to be so beautiful and wonderful as a window. All casements are magic casements, whether they open on the foam or the front garden. They lie close to the ultimate mystery and paradox of limitation and liberty. But if I followed my instincts toward an infinite number of windows, it would end in having no walls. It would also, it may be added incidentally, and in having no windows either, for a window makes a picture by making a picture frame. But there is a simpler way of stating my more simple and fatal error. It is that I have wanted a window without considering whether I wanted a house. Now many appeals are being made to us today on behalf of that light and liberty that might well be symbolized by windows, especially as so many of them concern the enlightenment and liberation of the house in the sense of the home. Many quite disinterested people urge many quite reasonable considerations in the case of divorce as a type of domestic liberation. But in the journalistic and general discussion of the matter, there is far too much of the mind that works backwards and at random, in the manner of all windows and no walls. Such people say they want divorce without asking themselves whether they want marriage.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?